Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Joshua, it's been brought to my attention that in one of our previous episodes, I might have been drunk, and I did not boo you a single time. So guess what?
Tonight, extra booze.
Tonight, all your jokes are getting booze from me, dog.
Oops, all booze.
Oops, all booze. Just in time for Halloween.
Hell yeah.
Really funny that when you have extra booze, there's less booze.
Boo.
No. What if I only make, like, amazing jokes?
I'm just on top still of my fucking game today.
Oh God, that's so
anytime I laugh in this pod, if it's a joke that Christian makes, you can keep it in. But if it's a joke that Josh makes, cut it. If I laugh, Josh makes a joke, cut it. We can't have any jokes from Josh that I laugh to.
So cut the joke or
no,
cut you
me laughing?
Laughing?
Sorry,
or cut the joke and leave you laughing in.
Boo.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Judgies, a weekly podcast where we react to funny stories on Reddit and judge people. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
Welcome back. What a great time to be alive. Name one bad thing that's happened.
In all of time or?
Yeah.
The Holocaust?
Okay, so that wasn't now. So like... good time to be alive.
Yeah, hey, sure. Josh is onto something here.
Sure, yeah, cool.
It's called selective memory. How's your guys' week go?
Well, I got flowers delivered to me at work this week.
Oh, Christian bought you flowers?
No, absolutely not. No, he's never delivered flowers to me at
That's
work.
That's simp
ever.
Actions.
It's been
I would
10
never.
Years. Never been, never given flowers at work by him. It's fine.
Hold it. Let's, before you drag me... and just let the bus run right over me.
Drag him, sis.
There's a lot of logistics that goes into getting flowers delivered to work, right?
No, there's not.
That's definitely a rom-com thing that doesn't happen, right?
What are you talking about? Literally, it just happened to me yesterday, so I know that it's easier said than done. Well, all you have to do is call the flower place and say, I need you to deliver these flowers to Erica, my wife, my beautiful, lovely wife that works so hard and is terrible and having a terrible time at work right now, and she really needs these flowers, and all you have to do...
Sir, please calm down. I can't get all that on the note that's over the character limit.
I'm just saying, all you have to do is call the place and say, deliver these flowers at this time
I just
to this
feel
person,
like, I just
and they
feel like
do it.
Christian's more like socially conscious than that and doesn't want to send like another like worker into a workplace with unfamiliar people and have a chance of exposure with like the pandemic.
Shut the fuck up.
Josh gets it.
Shut the fuck up.
Josh gets it
the
so hard.
The only thing that is saving you right now is every time he buys me flowers, they come with like dirty cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
Yeah, you gotta wash those cards, man.
No.
Yeah, I normally pick it up after work, so it's like my hands are still kind of dirty from work, and it's...
No.
If I go home and like clean my hands first and then go get the flower store's closed already, so it's like, I get you dirty cards. My bad, dude.
Okay. I should have said not safe for work cards. They're sexual. Anyway. No, I got flowers delivered to me. I got flowers delivered to me from a school that I helped with a COVID situation, and it was really nice of them. And they said, we know people suck, but at least you don't.
Wow.
Jokes on them.
They don't know.
Jokes on them, dude.
I definitely freaking suck.
She freaking sucks so hard, dude.
Yes.
Speaking of sucking so hard, we got DM'd a nice little review.
Oh, yeah. This person definitely thinks we suck. DM'd review. For years, I've struggled with erectile dysfunction.
Are you already breaking?
I forgot about this one. I read it a while ago.
No, read the review, not what you told your doctor.
Boo. Boo.
For years, I've struggled with erectile dysfunction. Whether it was performance anxiety or a medical blood flow issue, my inability to get a hard-on has both defined who I am as a person and what? Filled me with a deep-seated insecurity that no amount of therapy could dampen. However, a few weeks ago, I learned about a podcast called The Judgies. I figured a few friends sitting around a table reading crazy stories from the internet would be an entertaining distraction on a long commute or just something to space out while I started, while I stared disappointed at my inert, flaccid member. Never could I have guessed
on
that.
On the train?
Yeah. Never could I have guessed the impact this podcast would have on my life. After listening to the first episode, I felt an unfamiliar warmth in my pants, but didn't think much of it. After a three-episode binge, the amount of blood that rushed into my trousers actually caused functional brain damage.
Makes sense why he thinks our podcast is so good.
It's so bad. I gave him a stroke. He's like, I think I like this. With just one episode of The Judges a week, I now experience regular, almost preaptic erections, and I've never been happier. My outlook on life has changed entirely, and my failing engagement is now back on track. I can't thank Christian, Eric, and Josh enough for all they've done for me and my once sluggish inchworm.
So Christian definitely wrote this, right?
Sorry.
Because he said his name first.
I was laughing too much. Let me do the last. What? No way.
I found out.
First off, we know I'm not this good with words, you fools.
That's true.
Let me read the last two sentences here. I guess it's true what they say. Laughter really is the best medicine. Such a good review.
Yeah.
Thank you to whoever wrote that.
So there you go. Like, we're all
definitely
about homeopathic
Christian
remedies here. So get...
We'll
you
help
having
you
issues,
get hard, I guess.
Put it on while you're banging.
I would do it like 30 minutes before banging. That way you get some blood flowing. And then leave it on while you're banging. That way you don't actually finish too quick or something. It's like you can hear my voice like really just get you through it.
If there's one thing we are a hard stance on, it's that we are pro homeopathic remedies.
Well,
take hydroxychloroquine.
100%.
Inject bleach.
Please don't do that. To our listeners that might believe that and might be vulnerable, don't do that. Joshua's joking. Boo this man.
Or is he?
He's better be. You're a man of science,
no, we're
Joshua.
Totally joking. Wink, wink.
Well, Christian, I was going to do a Chris or that. I really want to do a Chris or that.
Yeah, why aren't we?
I decided against it because I couldn't leave you up to potentially throwing away good stories. So we're just doing four stories that I've tailored to you. Not like you as a person, but I just think you'd think they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, no.
And a lot of these have very few upvotes. Like one of them only has like 9 upvotes. So there's like a 0% chance you've seen them. So I'm pretty happy about it.
How did you get this deep into it that you found these?
You see, when energy is low, I don't have work to do. So I am on Reddit about 7 hours of my 7.5 hour workday, minus the hour of lunch. I see a lot of really not good posts on Reddit.
I read a lot of just complete garbage.
It's real bad. I see a lot of real bad stuff.
I miss the days when there wasn't a pandemic and I was not
just
busy at work.
You just watched Netflix at work.
I did.
Granted,
I straight
I've done
up
that
did.
Too.
Straight up watched like all of Mrs. Maisel, the first season. I just watched
I
that straight
an
at work.
Amazon Prime.
It is Amazon Prime, but
so that's not actually Netflix. But
I mean, I watched other
nice
shows.
Nice try.
On Netflix. I'm just saying.
Poser.
I miss the days.
Poser.
Shut the fuck up. I miss the days that I didn't have a pandemic and could actually fuck off at work. Not so much anymore. It's pretty rough in public health right now.
But at least you're getting flowers.
Oh, yeah. That did make me feel a lot better, actually.
Let's you know that he
Christian,
cares.
Take notes.
No, it makes up for all the Netflix you're not getting to watch as a single bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, let's get into this first story. This is from r/ relationship advice, titled, I was an asshole to my dad today. I, 17 male, was an asshole to my dad, 60 male, today. I'm really sorry I did that. He was just pretending to be boxing, to connect with me, since I'm, quote, angry with him. How do you think my brat-ass brain reacted? Now it's justified if you actually hit. So I did. I let my rage out.
What the fuck?
He smiled and walked away, but I saw it hurt, and that hurt me. Now I don't know how to say sorry. I have way too much pride. Why can't I just break my stubbornness? I want him as my dad. When I was 5 or 6, he would bring me butter and honey on bread. When I was
That's weird.
It stopped That's a weird at 6. Food, right? It stopped at 6. It's like no more of that.
The dad even realized like this is a weird fucking snack. I ain't doing this anymore.
I don't know, that's all 3 macros. Carbs, fats, and sugars.
That's smart.
Or
carbs, fats, and no protein. Never mind. Only 2 macros. When I was playing stupid internet games. Oh, that was the sentence. When I was 5 or 6, he would bring me butter and honey on bread when I was playing stupid internet games. Addictinggames.com with honey
Just
fingers.
The flash game.
The WASD keys covered in stickiness.
Stop distracting me, Dad. I'm trying to play Fancy Pants.
You know it's not honey on those keys.
Oh, honey.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's the video he was watching when it happened.
I wasn't getting sticky keys only when I pushed shift 5 times too fast.
Boo! That one made me smile, but I didn't laugh, and you still get a boo.
Slight sidetrack. What the fuck is the point of sticky keys?
What is the point of sticky keys?
It's just there to piss you off, right?
Yeah, it's just
oh,
to fuck up
There's
your
no
day.
Way you meant to push shift 5 times in a row. Why else would somebody accidentally ever push shift 5 times in a row and emailed Bill Gates and like, hey, man, you gotta fix this issue.
We gotta figure this out right away.
All right. He would bring me walnuts so that I would be tall when I grew up.
What the?
What?
I feed you walnuts so you grow like tree.
I give walnuts, you grow tree. It worked. I'm the tallest in the family.
I'm 5'7". I'm the tallest in the family now.
I'm way taller than a walnut.
Definitely due to the walnuts and not genetics.
How would... He would take me to woods... He would take me to woods and we would hike for hours. My feet would hurt a lot in the end, but I was still happy. And now I'm all grown up and he doesn't know how to deal with my teenager ass at all. Yes, he might be homophobic, but I can't blame him, can I? He was born in a very religious family in a hostile environment in the 60s. I should be more understanding.
Wait, so...
Wait, is
this kid saying he's gay?
When I'll have a boyfriend, I won't tell him and that's it. His homophobia isn't affecting me now. Why did I even throw a tantrum over this? He might embarrass me in social situations, or he can come off as rude sometimes, but he loves me. They are not intentional. I'm so stupid. He's depressed. My mother told me recently that he told her that he'd die alone, as his children don't love her.
This is such an insane story.
No, Dad. I love you. He's sitting on the couch scrolling his phone right now. He thinks I hate him. I wish I could break my stubbornness and connect with him. I wish I wasn't this stubborn. I wish I could tell him that. I wish I could tell him that I love him.
He's literally sitting right next to you. Just
this
fucking
is such
say
a
it out loud.
I wish he understood his mistakes too. I promise I'm going to fix this in a week. I promise.
In a week.
Do we have an update?
Can you help me fix this and give small tips to close the distance between us?
I really set a really tight deadline here. I only got a week. Please, any advice would really do.
Christian, how much older is your dad than you?
36 years?
Okay, so this is 43. So we were close. We were close. You're tall. Did you eat walnuts? Is this you?
Nah, my family can't afford walnuts. Aren't they really expensive?
All nuts are expensive.
Not... These nuts,
I was going to make the joke. Damn.
They're expensive on the environment.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I think it's, what are the chances that this dad was trying to beat his son straight?
I don't.
And he's been gaslit into thinking that it was loving.
I mean,
is this like a little, just like a little like, papa, like a little nudging you in the side, like, oh, we're boxing, or is this like slight, like the light fighting that you do that turns, like, as a kid, you know, you do this, you're like, huh, I punch you, and then you punch me, then, like, eventually you get mad and you punch harder and harder until somebody's like, that didn't hurt you, but I'm fucking going home, all right?
There is a long edit, so I can read that too.
Let's hear it, dude. Did he fix it in a week?
Edit. I fixed it in a week. Edit. I think I gave the impression that my father is a good parent when I wrote this. It was when I was overwhelmed with emotions.
He's not. We'll just end it there. He's not.
I mean, if you had to go back to when you were six to bring up when he used memories. To bring you honey, that's bread, butter, and walnuts. And now he's homophobic. He skipped from bread to being homophobic.
Remember when he was nice to me when I was five to him being homophobic?
There are some clashes between me and him, and he never takes responsibility for his mistakes. Let me explain. He never cooked food when my mom left to work abroad. My uncle got colon cancer, so he prohibited us from eating anything but vegetables and meat. Me and my sister are seriously underweight and have eating disorders, so we wouldn't eat when my mother came back and started to cook. My parents don't believe that eating disorders and depression are real problems, so they won't get us therapy, even though I'm super insecure about my body. Also, he's so scared that we will also get cancer, since he thinks sugary food is what gave my uncle the cancer, and he believes being underweight is being better. He believes that being underweight is better than being normal weight, but eating unhealthily. He actually cares about us. It's just the way he doesn't understand how the whole thing affects my mental health, and he won't communicate with me on this issue. The second problem... That was only one problem.
On top of the fact that he's homophobic.
The second problem is that last year he made us move into this two-roomed hellhole with no kitchen. Because this house is school's property and state gives permission to principal and his family to live there out of charge.
He's a principal?
Yeah.
He's a principal to a school, but his house doesn't have a kitchen?
We've been living here. Maybe they use the teacher's lounge?
Or like
maybe
the cafeteria? Maybe they use like
the cafeteria.
That makes more sense. You know, that place where food gets cooked. We've been living here for a year, but my father says it's temporary until we buy a house, even though we definitely can't afford staying in a normal apartment. At March, the walls were vomiting thousands of ants, if not millions. There are spiders, moths, lizards. They are actually cute. Everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And he knew that I hate bugs. He moved into an insect-infested house just to spite me.
Did he actually write that?
No, not that
far. Okay. He needs to start collecting the lizards. If he thinks they're cute anyways, collect lizards. They'll eat the bugs. Problem
true.
Solved.
The lizards are only there because of the bugs. And what do bugs eat? Food. Cut out food in your life. No bugs.
Cancer.
No cancer.
No cancer.
No lizards, which is sad face, but also kind of happy face. I couldn't study or do anything I had planned at all. No one had any privacy, and my father has been keeping us in this situation. He never listens. I want to have a dad, and I get so emotional when I think about how happy I was when I was a small child. My mother is very angry about the situation as well, and I think they're going to get divorced. I wish I had a normal family. I get so jealous when I watch TV series in which there are caring fathers. Don't we all, brother? In this situation, I don't think talking to my dad or preparing honey on bread will help.
Dude, what if all it took was honey on bread, and it just fucking fixed everything.
The number one comment? Make him toast with butter and honey and say, I love you unexpectedly. I'm sure he would be so happy.
He would just fucking nut right there, and then he would have post-nut clarity, and he'd be like,
Jimmy,
food doesn't cause cancer.
Jimmy, I used to make you bread with honey and butter 10 years ago. How'd you remember? How'd you remember, Jimmy? I thought that was a thing of our past. The honey was stunting your growth, so I gave you walnuts to counteract the honey.
It's just.
Boo.
I get it now, Jimmy. I get it. you think boys are hot? I'm cool with that too now. The honey and the butter did it, Jimmy.
If only it was that easy, huh? Oh, man. What an insane,
that
insane
was a
story.
Real roller coaster. Like,
as soon as you think it couldn't get worse, just, oh, yeah, also he's homophobic. And also he malnourished us our whole life.
And it started off just being like, I got into a play fight with my dad and I took it a little too far because I'm like a shitty teenager. And then she's like, oh, but my dad had it coming. But also, like,
maybe he didn't.
I'm kind of a dick. But also, like, my dad's even worse than I said the first time.
But he does love us, but also...
He doesn't?
Maybe he doesn't.
Here's the problem. The dad's a principal. He can't turn it off when he gets home. He's
based on his principles?
Ooh.
Ricky?
I'll
welcome.
Give you a boo without the B. Ooh.
Boo.
All right, then you're getting the B. Oob.
Boo. That one got me, but still boo.
Okay.
So I feel like I didn't relate to that one that much, Josh. I'll see,
honestly,
let's see next
Christian's
one.
Dad is fabulous.
No, I didn't say that you would relate to him. I just thought the ones I know you would find hilarious.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, I did think that one was really good, so...
Yeah, Glenn's the best. We love Glenn.
I would be too terrified to box my dad. He would,
oh, Glenn would fuck
he would
you
crush
up.
Crush me.
All right, this one, 11 upvotes. You ready? It's on r/unpopular opinion. You shouldn't have a wedding registry or ask for money.
I mean, I guess.
There's always the question about if it's polite to ask for money as a wedding gift or to have a registry. A registry. Or a registry. That's
a
wedding
registry.
Registry.
Sure.
Neither. Don't ask for gifts. In fact, ask for no gifts.
Stop it. Stop asking for gifts.
Ask for no gifts.
Okay. I got to say something. This person writing this post has got to be a broke-ass person that refuses or is pissed that she has to, he or she has to, or they has to buy a wedding present for somebody.
Spoiler alert. I looked into their post history. They're currently engaged to be wed, and their venue cost over $10,000. They're rich ass motherfuckers. Not that a wedding venue costing $10,000 is that big of a deal, but the fact that they cost $10,000 and they're just like, you shouldn't need money to pay for that at all. Anyway, back to the post.
Sorry.
Yeah, you obviously give a little spoiler there, but it's like they're either someone that came from like a low like wealth family and they're just like, don't even worry about getting me gifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that you
or
expect
they're rich
it.
Enough to not need gifts.
The whole point of a registry is people want to give you stuff. So here is a list of things that we either need or want that you can give us. And we're not going to return it later
mm-hmm.
or think like that was a stupid fucking gift.
Yeah.
Which we wouldn't anyway, because we're always very grateful for gifts. But that's the whole point. Like, you don't have to give a gift or give money. But
except,
like.
Except you, Darren.
That is.
Your gift was a piece of shit.
Darren.
That was
give us
tradition.
Our fucking receipt.
How
dare
you? How dare you?
You're not invited to when we renew our vows, Darren.
Can we do that?
Oh, fuck.
back to the post.
Like 50 years.
People who are getting married are adults who think they're stable enough to have a committed relationship and make it legal. If they want to throw a big party, great. I also think they should pay for it themselves, but that's another opinion. But they shouldn't then expect to be compensated for throwing a good party with lots of gifts. Just be glad everyone went out of their way to get dressed up and celebrate with you. These days, couples getting married are normally already stable and have all the basics you would traditionally get at weddings, so getting cookware isn't likely to be that useful. And if you wouldn't expect your guests to give you gifts normally, why is it different for a wedding? It just makes the guests feel awkward about how much to give, and if you're expecting gifts or money, then you only have the opportunity to be disappointed. Better to ask for nothing, like a grown-up. And if your great auntie ignores that and gets you a little something anyway, that's a bonus, isn't it? I do understand in some cultures that the guests give money to basically pay back the cost of their food and the couples get back what they spent, which is slightly better. But if everyone stopped, then it would be the same outcome. All the money you save on going to other people's weddings can be used to pay for yours. It's safer that way because you can't guarantee how much you'd get back, so you should only spend what you can actually afford anyway.
This person's a stingy bitch, Erica. Mm-hmm. You're so right.
Yeah, I know. I usually am.
In this person's ideal world, a marriage is just like two people going to a place and getting married. Like, maybe not everybody at a wedding, but like, for instance, your guys' wedding, I was happy to spend money on like a suit and a gift and everything because I wanted to see you guys get married, and I know how expensive it was, so it's like I can chip in a little bit. This person just must not have friends that she's happy for.
Yeah.
What? Like, this is the Scrooge of weddings.
Yeah, this person was crazy. This is the thing. I'm stingy. And I agree with, like, some of the things where nowadays a lot of marriages, you're normally, like, you've already moved in with each other. You already have, like, the essentials to have a home. But it is nice to be like, well, I have shitty cookware. Like, I have my fucking college cookware, so it'd be nice to get a nicer set. Or, like, and this was something we had to deal with where it's like,
we've been together for 10 years. We've moved, well, we've lived together for 5.
I'm very bad at, like, saying I want a gift.
Yes.
Oh, and so God, it's like, are. When we're setting up our wedding registry, it's like, well, I don't need, we have a vacuum. Why would I put a vacuum on my wedding
registry?
We've
got everything we need. Honestly, we had a really hard time putting together a registry, but also it was like, I guess we're renovating our kitchen, so we'll just get new kitchen stuff that helps us with the cost. But most newlyweds are fucking broke.
Well, and
they need help establishing a life. And if you're their friends and family, this is a great opportunity to celebrate somebody's life and love together. And show your gratitude for that.
What's really great is this person's clearly just seeing it from, like, if she's getting married, she's seeing it from her point of view of, like, this is my sphere and, like, this is my situation for my wedding. And, like, I don't need gifts. So it must be true for everybody.
Yep.
When there's so many cultures that have, like, arranged marriages or, like you're saying, like, people get married and they have a combined $80,000 in student debt loans, and like they couldn't, they're still using the silverware from their college days. Like,
yeah.
And like, what an insane, and like, she even, like she said, like her on her venue, she's spending $10,000. Like, it'd be, most people don't have $10,000 just to throw around. So it's not a bad gesture,
but
just to throw a couple
thing.
Hundred
okay,
dollars.
Well, if we're going to just get rid of the wedding registry and like not expect guests to do whatever, then why are you throwing a party?
Yeah.
You're not throwing the wedding reception and the wedding for yourself, really. You're doing that for your friends and family to be there to celebrate your love. Why else are you doing it? You could literally, if the whole point...
It's the gifts. It's
the gifts.
It's not. Because you don't always get back what you put in. I mean, wedding...
You never
no.
will.
It's the blackout and it's the gifts. That's what you're paying all the money for. For a wedding.
Don't get me wrong. I loved our wedding. I had a blast. I think most people that attended our wedding had a really good time. And I'm glad that we did it. I have no regrets about it. But we did it for our friends and family.
Right.
The whole point of the whole day was for us to be married at the end of it. And we could have done that for $35 at the courthouse. And instead, we spent a shit ton of money on a party that we had fun at. I didn't expect people to give us anything in return, but like, that's kind of the whole point.
And to be fair, it was that much money because you did sign a contract with the devil that said this is going to be the only fun day of 2020.
It's true.
We want this to be the greatest day of 2020. And
it was.
Way too literal.
Erica, at the rehearsal dinner, held up her glass and said, to the greatest day of this year, so help me fucking God. If it's not, I will burn the earth down. And you know what? It came true. Because after that, what? How many days after that? It was like 3 weeks after that was when everyone shut down.
2 weeks after.
Yeah, it was like.
Because it was the second to last week in February. And we all shut down like mid-March.
Yeah, we got married February 22nd. And then the first case in our county was like 2 weeks later. Yeah, it was like.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was literally like. If the wedding was the next weekend, it would be like, ooh, should all these people be here?
I was nervous day of. Like, we had people flying in from all over the country. Like, our friends are very spread out.
And everybody was coughing.
That's no, no, they were not.
Everybody said, like, I think the food was good, but I couldn't really taste anything.
That's not funny.
Oh my god, your roses, your flowers, and your bouquet, and the corsages and boutonnieres would all smell so good, I think. I couldn't tell, maybe.
Yeah, no.
That's because we got fake ones.
They were much cheaper than real ones.
They're all fake flowers, and like, oh no, you must just have this weird COVID thing. It'll blow over.
It's no big deal. It'll be.
Hang on.
Nothing in a couple of weeks.
And your wedding was in a Freemason's temple.
It was.
Hang on. Did you guys secretly do a blood pact?
Did we?
All right. We might be part of the New World Order, but like, don't tell anybody.
But like, we started the New World, so like, that's good.
You're welcome, I guess. Hey, we had to get rid of Trump somehow, so.
it didn't work.
Not yet. Go out and vote.
You guys held your wedding to that way you could see record amounts of voting in 2020. It was a selfish sacrifice.
I
applaud you.
Hey, guys, remember our wedding and how much fun we had? This could really be your whole life. We could have this much fun all the time. Just fucking vote Trump out of office.
You see how everybody paid roughly the same amount of money to get dressed up, and you go somewhere and there's free services and food provided to everybody? Socialism works, maybe? Everyone's like spies, like the people walking around with like trays of like appetizers and shit just walk up and like, communism's good, thank you. Just like, giving drinks around, like everything's red themed.
I haven't booed you in a while. While I agree with you, I have to boo you because I made a comment earlier.
Let me just make a bad joke real quick, and then you can boo me unironically.
Okay.
Your wedding was good.
No. Have you guys heard of Goodwill's biggest competitor?
No, what is it?
The Salvation Army?
No.
Even worse?
No, it's not the Salvation Army. It's a fish made out of a tree. Yeah, it's a wood gill.
Man, that doesn't even like... I feel like I'm wasting a boo because that was so bad. It was so...
And we're going to go to a break before you can boo me. Bye!
Boo!
Hang on. We can't talk about Revelations when we literally talked about the world ending.
Oh. I meant Leviticus?
Huh?
No, another book.
And we're back. No booze on this half of the episode.
Oh, only booze. Get it? Because we're drinking.
Oops, all booze. There's been a mix-up at the Laugh Factory. They made a package that's oops,
oh
all
God.
Booze.
Boo.
Laugh Factory isn't even an actual comedy club.
Yeah, I know. I'm not stupid,
it's
Josh.
It's not an actual comedy club?
It is.
Okay.
Anyway.
Got another one for us? Or are we doing a circle jerge?
We'll do a quick circle jerge. At the request of my Goyle friend, Aurora. It's an embarrassing story, guys.
I love embarrassing stories.
Have you guys... You guys don't watch football. There's something called a butt fumble. Very embarrassing play. This is going to be called the butt grumble. You'll see why.
Boo.
You just made me burp and laugh at the same time. That was such a weird sensation.
So... Backstory, a little bit of exposition. The fastest way down a set of carpeted stairs, actually, the fastest way down in general, is to fall. Let gravity take the wheel, right?
Sure.
So, I'm sure we've all done it as kids. You see a nice set of stairs, you sit down, you plop your big old round cheeks at the top step, spread your legs out straight, and you slide down them bad boys, right?
Mm-hmm. A quick fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa.
Right.
Yeah.
I like doing that. I got carpeted stairs at home. They're nice and soft and plushy on my bum.
Do you do it when nobody's here?
Sometimes.
Before we go much further, do you go up the stairs like all four, like to do it quicker?
If I'm in a hurry, yes. I'm okay. Still young and spry enough to do that. Although, my brother at my parents' house, we were teenagers, but at the top of my parents' stairs, very steep stairs, carpeted. At the top, it has like a 90-degree turn to get into the hallway. And then the hallway is very thin, so it's another 90-degree turn to get like going straight in the hallway. We had a big TV that used to sit on the, like, one of the big ones that sat on the floor at the top. So the hallway was cut down to, like, maybe 2 feet wide at the very top of the stairs. He goes running up the stairs, all fours, top turn, slips, busts his fucking face on the TV. Anyway, back to the story. So
wait, I also have to tell you, I got a concussion doing that exact same thing.
From running up the stairs on all fours?
Yes.
It's dangerous, folks.
I was at my grandma's
house. You're defying gravity.
She had a door at the bottom of the stairs. She shut it behind me as I was going up, and I, on all fours, was like hopping up the steps, and I tripped at the very top.
A unique technique.
I tripped at the top, and I like rolled down the stairs, like somersaulted backwards down the stairs, and I smoked the back of my head off the door. There's still a hole in the door to this day. Spent the night in the hospital and everything.
Wow. It's wild that you still made it to the judges to record this week.
You're not funny. This happened like 20 years ago.
This happened like 36 hours ago.
So I'll sometimes at my house, I've got a carpeted stair. I'll slide on my bum down the stairs. Now, I was getting drunk with some friends this year, and we were at a cabin, and there was wooded stairs. I was pretty drunk. I decided, this'll be fun and cool. Slid down the stairs, right?
They'll really be impressed by me.
So you slide down the stairs right into this big opening of like a room. It had a nice big, they were all playing cards. So, of course, they weren't looking. And so they just hear, bum, 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 and then I come down and I'm just standing there because then I made a very clean dismount. 10 out of 10, I would have won the goddamn silver at least.
That wouldn't be 10 out of 10 then because that would have got you gold.
Well, if somebody else gets 10 out of 10 but they got a fatter dumpy, they're going to get the gold. So
a fatter dumpy than you.
This is how the Olympics works. Fattest dumpy, you get a plus one.
There's a reason why they call it the old Olympics, because they're the ones judging.
I'm gonna interject with a boo. Continue.
I guess we'll just get into the next story. Fuck. So I go down, fum 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 fum, and look over there, expecting to be appreciated.
Just wow. They just all are
just
awestruck.
A round of applause.
And immediately they turn around. Someone goes, "Did you fall down the stairs?" And I'm like, "No, I slid down them." And they're like, "Oh, that's a real good cover for falling down the stairs." And I was like, "No, guys.
Guys, listen.
It's the fastest way downstairs, and I fucking nailed it." And
it's so crazy.
Did you not see the dismount?
You got all 10 of them to try it and be on your side by the end. I was like, that really was the fastest I've ever gone downstairs.
So, drunk Josh, hubris and all, holding a cool bush in my hands, go back up to the top of the stairs and do it again. Now, the technique not quite as good on the second run. I should have quit while I was ahead. My ego did not let me. I slide down, rough, definitely fucking bruise my tailbone, and as I dismount, stumble, spill my beer. Not happy. They all look at me like I'm a fucking idiot, because I am.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Beer spilling on the floor. And look, I've done this many times. When I spill a beer, I think it's funnier just to sometimes let it spill. Because it's just like, whatever, man. You got to clean up beer anyway. They're all yelling at me for just staring at the beer. Rightfully so.
Did you just like pour it out?
No, it was still on
just
the ground.
One, okay. Just one for the homies.
Like, I dropped the beer.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
No, I don't just like invert my hand and like, oh, what am I doing?
Whoops. And you just kept pouring it out.
That's what I was imagining.
I'm sorry. No.
I honestly was imagining like, oh, you spilled a little bit and you're like, oh, I got to clean it up anyway. Dump.
That would be way funnier.
This beer is wasted anyways.
As I hit the fourth from bottom stair, the last stair that you hit with the bum, it dropped out of my hand because I was in pain.
What an expert. That is really the last stair you hit.
Fourth
from
bottom.
On the third stair, you prepare your...
Yeah, it's like when you jump. It's like when you're jumping off a swing and you move your right arm inside of the chain.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're getting fucking ready to... Yup.
That statement, like, completely painted the picture in my head.
You guys, I just want you to know, listeners, we're gonna reenact this.
No, okay, so
we're gonna reenact this after we're done recording.
Speaking of reenacting it,
Aurora, I might put it on our Instagram live. You'll find out later.
Aurora was over is a couple weeks ago, and I had a bruised tailbone for like 2 weeks. It really fucking hurt. Real bad.
Aurora, I need you to look into my asshole and tell me if I have a bruise.
I wish.
Aurora, I need some butt stuff real quick. I just gotta relieve some pressure.
I wish that was the story I could tell. I wish that was the tale I could weave. Alas.
The tale.
Tis not.
The tale.
The tale is much more black and blue than that. It is not black and white. So, I got bruised tailbone. We're going downstairs. And I look at her in the eyes and I say, watch this. I think I had just told her the whole story that I had just, and I was like, I'll show you how I did it. Now, still. So I still got a bruised tailbone and I start sliding and I've got two handrails because the person who lived here before was an old lady. So she's got two handrails going down. So proper technique implies that you hold both handrails so that way you can govern your speed. There's a lot of science in the technique of butt slides,
sure.
All right? So I'm holding both governors. And I start sliding, only it really fucking hurts. And if you know me, which some of our listeners do, if you know me very well,
I'm crying.
I'm a gassy man. I fart a lot, all right? And sometimes they come out at inopportune moments. So as I'm sliding, instead of the fump, 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 fump of my bum on the goddamn stair, it was the plop, 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 plop of my ass coming out, gas coming out my derriere. And because I was in so much pain, I immediately bailed and pivoted to roll onto my stomach to stop myself, meaning I am locked dead eyes with my new girlfriend farting. In pain, dejected, and less of a man.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
So. So that's the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't paint yourself so bad.
I'm crying so much.
To be fair, I did get down those first six steps with extreme velocity. The speed unparalleled. The fart might have helped project.
If it gave me an air cushion, there's less friction going on.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
The first thing I have to say to that, boo, obviously.
Of course.
It wasn't even funny.
I would have said boo tea, but that's fine.
Oh, boo again, because boo on that joke. It got me, but boo. Oh, sweet juice. Yeah, we're gonna have to reenact this for the listeners.
How's your tailbone feeling?
Now I'm fine. It's been a few months.
You knocked it back in place.
If it was that simple, I would have done it a long time ago.
Oh, I don't even care if you read another story. That was it. I'm done.
I guess that was my own personal today I fucked up.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh,
just
one.
Just one final fart in the face to the end. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, buddy.
Got me good.
All right. Well, let's shift the judginess to somebody else. One of my favorite subreddits. You guys know it. You guys love
on,
it.
Hold on. Hold on. Are you going to ever try to slide in front of her again to, like, prove?
I'll do it tonight.
Prove I can do it.
Do it right now. I'm not upset. I'm not afraid. I'll just fart before. I'll go to the bathroom. I'm going to go fart in the bathroom, and then I'll go to the stair. All right. One of my favorite subreddits. You guys love it. You guys love to hate it, and you hate to love it. r/love. titled, I don't know if I have to mark this as not safe for work, but my female 23 boyfriend, male 24, just fucked the living shit out of me, and oh my God.
Oh boy. Here we
I'm
go.
I'm in love now.
Mark does not safe for work.
That was a long title.
So, my boyfriend and I just had sex. We usually always are relaxed sex type of people.
What does that even, just like,
only
like vanilla or just cowgirl or what?
Whatever's comfortable, honestly. It's like, it's whatever. I like baggy pants.
We just
maybe
gyrate
a light blanket.
We gyrate next to each other. If something goes in somewhere, that's fine.
Boo.
We usually always are the relaxed sex type of people, but today we just went the fuck at it. We had rough sex, doggy style. And it was fucking glorious. We both came.
Did she actually spell it like that? Glorious.
Well, she's capital G space capital L space.
Okay.
We both came, and I just laid there like, wow, my legs, homegirls are numb. That is all. Have a good night, Reddit peeps.
That's it.
Hope you guys.
That's it.
There's a little nugget at the end here.
Okay.
Hope you guys are getting some tonight. If not, I got enough for both of us. Peace sign, kissy face emoji. P.S. Don't forget the P after sex or you'll get a USB.
USB! Oh, honey.
Ooh. Top comment. What size USB? Like 32 gigabytes? Because I can benefit from that.
So who sends that? Does it just come in the mail? Or
USBS.
Just... Just shows up.
Oh, I almost spit my drink out. Boo.
Adam and USB sends it to you in a discreet package.
Boo.
Man. Is she really just going to dunk on the whole world like that?
So there is a Facebook group called The Pleasury.
Okay.
And
is that like the treasury but for sex?
It is all sex stories. So let me pull it up.
It's going to be all from women because y'all are filthy.
It is absolutely all women.
We should do an episode.
Dudes are like, yo, I had sex the other day and it was awesome. And that's where it ends. And women are just like, he fucking spit in my mouth, pulled my hair.
And then I put down the book that I was reading and had mundane sex with my husband.
And I had really just relaxed sex. It was like sweatpants and a light blanket.
So, like, this group, I mean, there's a lot of female empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of memes. There is a lot of really dirty memes. This one is Lisa Simpson, and she's got, like, her eyes barely open. Like, she's very annoyed. And it says, dick feel different when you don't love a motherfucker no more. Feel like it gets smaller.
Damn.
But there's, like, all sorts of shit like that. But people
That's cold-blooded.
Oh, God.
Men would crumble if they saw that meme.
It's so cold-blooded. That's probably why his dicks feel smaller, because it's cold.
Listen to this one. Did you come? Yeah, out of my senses. Pass me my eyelashes. I'm leaving. But there is, like, sometimes there's people like, I just had the best sex of my life. I've been with my man for 25 years, and he's never fucked me like this. So glad I met my pool boy, George. Like, oh, some of this shit's wild. But, yeah, we're going to have to read some of these sometimes, because there is some good ones. But, yeah, The Pleasury is a Facebook group.
We can keep going, because I can just cut this last story. It's not that funny, if you want.
Oh, like you want me to read some more from The Pleasury?
Yeah, why don't you just read some more from The Pleasury? We got a few minutes to kill here.
All right, well, let me find... There's a lot of memes, so... Some of them are only...
Oh. And of course, Erica, you don't relate to any of these.
All right, so here's...
Wait, what?
Here's a random one that I just stumbled upon. Okay, so real talk. How do you guys deal with sexual attraction to other people when you're in a committed relationship? I have been in a relationship for 5 years, and I am in love with this man, but often find myself attracted to other people or even fantasizing about them. And I was wondering what you cool kids do about this lustful feeling. And then other women will, like, comment on it. And,
mm-hmm.
you just cheat on
Yeah, you just fuck them and then don't tell your husband. Or you do and say, what, are you going to do, leave me? The best thing that's ever happened to you.
You're gonna fucking cry and leave me, you little fucking baby?
Yeah, so there's posts like that that are like looking for relationship advice or sex advice or just straight up like saying, I had the best sex of my life. Or there's there are screenshots of some lady posted on Facebook. Attention customers, do not buy this item. I am trying to get it recalled because this dildo gets way too hot and burned my anus. Mm-hmm. Repeat, do not plug this dildo in because it does not vibrate. It burns you. It's a fucking curling iron.
What the fuck?
I'm not kidding.
I didn't see that one coming.
It's technically a curling wand. Yeah. Look at that. I mean, it does look like a dildo for sure.
What brand?
But it's got hair on it. Like, what do you mean?
What brand vibrator did you get? Conair?
It's Revlon.
At first, I was like, well, you probably just don't use it plugged in. It's probably like battery. It's just like hot from charging the battery up. Yeah. Because I don't know if you've ever like
used a vibrator while it was plugged in.
I don't know if you've ever used your vibrator while you're charging it, but it gets kind of hot. And your anal tissue is very sensitive.
Yeah. I always say the easiest tissue to burn is your ass. I always burn your ass.
Boo. I mean, that's true. Your butthole can get really sunburnt really easily. Have you not heard of butthole sunning? Who was the celebrity that just burnt his asshole?
My dad used to do that to me, but that was a different thing, I feel like.
Boo. Some celebrity was just like, oh, I heard of butthole sunning to increase your, like...
guy, what's his name?
Timothy Oliphant? No.
Timothy Chalamet?
No, Timothy Oliphant is a person.
Isn't the Oliphant the big things in Lord of the Rings? Elephant. Oliphant?
I think it might be Oliphant.
Spelt the same way?
Probably.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be standing side by side shooting an Oliphant. I don't know. I can't think of a good way to make that meme into... Something Joshua, about using a dildo in your ass. I never thought I'd be standing side by side with an elf with a vibrator up my ass. What about side by side with a friend?
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a good one. We'll come back to this one.
Absolutely. Well, next episode, boys and gals and non-binary people.
Dilly, you really just have a whole titty out. How'd they get that on Facebook?
The pleasure has no rules.
Oh my. There's a picture on Facebook with a lady just with her whole titty out.
You didn't even read the thing. So she's sitting on a bus. She's got a tank top on. Her titty's popped out. She's just looking out the window all chill. Mm-hmm. It says, me. My crush is walking this way. Oh my God, what do I do? My friend. Just act casual. Be chill. And she, okay. And her titty's just out. It's funny.
Oh, ma'am, your titty do be hanging out, though. All right, well, next episode, episode 21.
Wait, I got another one. I think you boys will appreciate it. You think Chewbacca had a human dick or one of those red rocket things like dogs have?
Oh, fuck.
George Lucas won't respond to my emails.
Well, here's the thing, is that George Lucas no longer owns it, so they really need to be emailing Disney for an answer.
It's sort of like, in The Sims, you make Whoopi, in the Star Wars world, you make Wookie. So,
well, that's incorrect. The Sims is Woohoo.
You absolute fool.
You dumb idiot. Have you ever played the game?
Try to slide down the stairs on your fucking head, maybe knock some sense into yourself.
Resigning. I've embarrassed myself beyond belief. Well, next episode, episode 21, little special trick or treat for ya. Gonna release the day before Halloween on the 30th of October, and we're gonna get real fucked up. We're gonna do a power hour,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a special guest on, and we are going to read spooky, scary stories. Ooh. Maybe some creepy pasta. Maybe some two-sentence horror stories. Maybe r/no sleep. We will get very drunk. No promises on the audio quality or the episode quality, but it'll be a learning experience for all of us.
It's
our 21st birthday. It's the Judgy's 21st birthday, so we're doing something special. We're going to have fun with it. We hope you guys have fun with it.
You know what? Guys, drink along with us, probably.
I don't think we should technically say we should not drink water along with us. Make sure you get hydrated.
especially if you listen to this podcast on your drive to work.
if you're drinking responsibly, of course, have fun, drink with us. Maybe play it at a Halloween party. Be like, ooh, hey, spooky. I got this cool new fun fucking podcast we can all listen to.
I know
to.
We're having like fun hanging out with real friends, but like, here's a couple online friends.
Here's three people you don't know talking about stuff. So if you're interested in that, definitely share the podcast with your friends. Share it with your family. I always say it's never too early to buy a Christmas present, and the best way to buy a Christmas present is to give someone something for free, and that's a recommendation for a podcast. So tell everybody that you know, but listen to our podcast. Share it. That's at Judgy's Pod. Our every social media, Twitter, Instagram, those are the only two.
You're not even going to spell it?
JUDGIES Pod.
Thank you.
Just so you guys know, pod is spelled POD.
Mm-hmm. Just yeah, like the just best band ever. And Christian, where can they email us in?
You could actually email us, like if you wanted to, for any reason, email us at judgiespod@gmail.com. And it's spelled the same way Josh spelled it, actually. It's so crazy.
All right, cool.
And Erica, if they like our podcast, what should they do?
Subscribe and turn on notifications for when we get new episodes, if that's a thing. I'm not sure. I just heard that on like a YouTube video once. And also share it with your friends and
make like Orion's belt and leave a 3-star review. Really piss us off.
Or a 5-star review. And if you do and you leave a review, we'll read it on the pod, we said earlier.
Be a big bear of yourself and leave an Ursa Major 5-star review.
Oh, my God. Boo. All right, we got to end it now before Josh makes any more terrible jokes. Oh, also, you said follow us on Instagram.
Nope,
but we're about to go live on our Instagram story to see Josh and Christian scooting down the stairs.
With a beer in hand.
With the beer in hand.
The governor's embraced with one hand because we'll be holding a beer in the other. And they always say the gubernatorial race is one of the most important races.
Gubernatorial.
So.
You absolute fool.
You absolute ghoul.
Boo.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mwah.